Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Bert Show.
On Friday night, the Atlanta Hawks gave Bert's Big Adventure two suites to bring prior Bert's Big Adventure families together and watch the Hawks play, and the families get to connect with each other, which is really becoming such a huge part of Bert's Big Adventure now. Is when we come back, we really keep all the families together and they get to reunite and really help each other through some very difficult times. So the Hawks gave us a couple of suites for these families. We brought Hayden and we brought Hollis and my wife Stacy, and we were all going to go and hang out with the Bert's Big Adventure families, right? So we get inside the stadium and we're walking to the suites, and Stacy remembers that she has to get some cash, some money. So she takes the ATM machine, the money card, out of my wallet, and she walks one way with the kids. And as that's happening, I see a former employee of Q100 who is working for another radio station now. So I stop and I start having conversation with him. It takes about 3 or 4 minutes. Stacy and the fam are checking out the money situation. They come back and she checks in with me and she says, "We are walking right down here to Portal 6 where we're going to pick up some Hawks gear for the kids. So we'll see you down there." No problem. So they start walking down that way, and I'm in conversation with this guy, Ron, and all I know is that Stacy does a U-turn quickly, and there's a panicked look on her face. And she's like, "Have you seen Hayden?"
Oh, boy.
And I said, "No, Hayden was with you over at the money machine."
That'll drain the color from your face.
Wow.
Immediately, right? So I'm trying to keep it cool, but I figure he must be, you know, how far could it be? I mean, we're talking about just a couple of seconds here. So I look to my right, and I look down, and there's no Hayden. And then I look to my left, and now I see the panic starting to go over Stacy's face. So I'm starting to get even more panicked because everybody in our group is starting to get panicked too. So we go into customer service. He's not there. Stacy runs one way. Our Bert's Big Adventure coordinator, Amy, is with her also. And then I head the other direction looking for him too.
How much time are we talking about?
75 minutes is what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell you.
Because you went into customer service, so that, I mean,
it could have been maybe three minutes.
Okay.
I don't even know. Mm-hmm. When something like that happens, it's the first time that I really have felt like I lost my kid. Like when you're on the playground and you can't see him, even for that split second, you sort of get a little bit panicked about it. But the playground is such a confined area that normally if you just move 5 feet to your right or 5 feet to your left, you get a visual of your kid.
Right.
This one, man, I mean, wow. There are thousands of people walking in the aisles and walking from portal to portal, and I couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Nobody looks familiar.
Nobody looks familiar, and I don't see this kid anywhere. So I start walking in the general direction of that gift store that they were talking about, and sure enough, there's Hayden. He's just looking around. He's got this Hawks banner, and he's showing everybody his new Hawks / Chick-fil-A banner, and he's just like showing everybody. He's so proud of it.
Wow.
I don't even think he realized his mom wasn't even there.
Wow. So he didn't even know he was lost when he was lost.
I'm not even sure. I didn't even ask him, really. And it happens so fast, and your emotions are flooding over you that I don't even really have a very clear picture of what happened next. But I just know that I was saying to myself, "Don't chew his ass out, because Stacy's going to do that in 30 seconds." So I said to him, "I think, don't ever do that again. Never, never, never leave your parents ever, ever again."
But did he even know? That he did that?
I think he did. I think I just remember asking him why he left, and he said he was showing everybody his banners. So I took him by the hand, and I brought him over to Stacy, and she reacted the way that I thought she would. First, you hugged him. Thank God nothing's wrong. And then there's the,
Hands on the arms, and don't you ever,
hissed.
Where somebody's almost dialing defects. They're like, 404, right. D.
What is she doing?
Let's see how far she's going to take this.
Worst feeling I've ever had in my life.
That's
so
horrible.
We were at the Phipps Santa thing on Sunday night. The new Santa's over at Phipps, and they had a media presentation for it. So I'm there telling some of our friends this, and she relays this story to me, and thank God she told me it after the whole thing. Said she had some friends. They're at Disney World one year. Same type thing happens. They're at Disney World, and they lose their child. Well, rather than look around, she goes directly to security. You know, like Stacy and I were looking for ourselves probably 2 minutes before we would have started to ask, where's security? These people go right to security. And that decision right there saved their child's life. Mm-hmm. When you're at Disney World and you lose a child, the whole place goes on lockdown. Nobody can get in. Nobody can get out.
So nobody can take
ride
the kid
stop.
Out.
Nobody can take the kids, right? Mm-hmm. So she goes right to security. Security puts the APB out and they start checking everywhere. About 10 minutes later, they find the child, the girl, it's her daughter, in the men's bathroom with a guy that had her in different clothes and her hair cut already.
Stop
you
it.
I wanted to walk her out of the park.
Planning on walking her out of the park.
Whoa.
Wow.
Thank God she told me that story after the Hawks game, you know?
When I was
took my breath away.
And they said, she said, you know what? Had she looked for that kid herself for 10 minutes or whatever, would have never found her. Baby would have been gone with the assailant, and they may have never seen her again. But she went right to security.
And I always feel bad. Poor Walt Disney World having to deal with creeper dudes like that every single day and making sure and trying their best to make sure that they're
was
not
that
in
guy
there.
Arrested?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, she didn't know what happened afterwards, but I'm sure.
When I was at BBA last year at the MGM Park, so it's still called, or whatever it's called now, the movie-themed one.
Hollywood Studios, I think it's called.
Hollywood Studios. There was a kid who was clearly lost. You know, you can just see that look on their face, and they're looking.
Yes.
And so I'm watching the kid, and I'm watching, and there's no parent or whatever. So I go up to the kid, and I'm like, can you not find who you're looking for? And, like, you know, the kid was shut down, totally shut down. So I said, hey, why don't you walk over with me? And there was a, you know, employee, I don't know if it was security or whatever, but a Disney person, 50 feet away. So walk over and say, hey, this kid was just hanging out. I don't know his name. He's really clammed up. She said something into her walkie-talkie, and I kid you not, a dozen out of nowhere, security people, everybody, boom, like SWAT team, everybody who's down
there. Action plan is in place for that.
And they were like,
it's amazing.
Like one person who is like down on their knees now. Hi, where did you last see your mom? What is your mom? Do you remember what your mommy's wearing? Who are you here with?
I'm surprised they didn't start questioning you.
They did.
Yeah, me too.
They said, can we get your name? Do you have a cell phone with you in case we have any questions? All this stuff. They were on it.
Wow.
Hey, Lori, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert.
Hi.
I know how you feel. It's just the scariest thing ever. My child was 5 years old, and we were at the beach. And somehow, him coming back to the room, we had walkie-talkies. My daughter was 7. They were down at the beach. We were watching him from the balcony. And he got turned around, and instead of coming up to the hotel, he started walking down the beach. So I go to the elevator to get him, and it's a two-story little hotel. He's gone. I start panicking, and, you know, you're at the beach. You're thinking someone grabbed him. So I'm in the hotel parking lot screaming, not letting anybody out of the parking lot. My husband's down the ocean. You think he's drowned. Well, you know what that child did? He was 5. He walked down the beach looking for a two-story pink building. He was miles. I mean, we had to call the police.
Wow.
They were driving down the street as we were running down the beach, stopping people. Have you seen a little blonde boy? And they're like, yeah, he went that way. But, I mean, he was literally almost 2 miles up the beach.
Yeah, we were in Isle of Palms this summer, and the same thing happened where parents lost their kid on the beach. He was in the water, and they couldn't find him. So you can imagine everything going through their head. And you can spot the parents that lose their kids because it's a very unique look. I mean, you're panicked and you're running as fast as you can up and down the beach. That kid had drifted a mile and a half down the beach.
Whoa.
He was in the water. He's like 6 years old, drifted down the beach to the boardwalk.
You just got to be so careful because I'm sure that happens really quickly, too.
Very, very quickly.
Like the parents weren't ignoring him for an hour and a half. It, you know, it's 5 minutes. You look this way, you go to get the sandwiches out or whatever, and then it's like
gone.
And the undertow in South Carolina is so
swift.
Strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so swift.
I won't judge leashes anymore, I don't think. You know, like I always I always laugh at parents right. of kids on leashes. But, I mean, after hearing some of these stories, I'd rather you laugh at my kid than find him in the men's bathroom in different clothes.
Hey, Wendy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Just listening to that, I'm taking my son to the doctor right now, and I told him about one time when we were at Disney World, before you just told the story. We were actually there. My cousin is one of the characters we had gone to visit, and we were there when that little girl was taken, and when they did lockdown, you had to go out only one exit, and they were searching you, literally hands-on searching everybody, person as they walked out, and that's how they found the little girl in the bathroom. They were searching. Security was amazing. But we were there, so when I just had barely got that out of my mouth, and then you started telling that story, and we just both freaked out.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, a story like
small
that,
world.
Right, it gets spread pretty quickly, you know? Here is Kimmer. Good morning. You're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning. When my oldest was, I believe, 4 years old, my ex-husband was taking him to Bass Pro Shops, and because he had to trade out a shirt that he had gotten. And he went into the dressing room, and he went to lift his shirt off to try it on. And by the between the time he started pulling it up and the time he got it off his head, my son had crawled under the little fitting room door, took off.
So he
threw his shirt back on, opened the door. My son's nowhere to be found. And, I mean, he looked everywhere. He went over and got security. They locked down the building. We searched for 10 minutes in that store. And, I mean, there's like 5 security guys looking everywhere. Nobody could find him. Finally, somebody stumbles up. You know, in Bass Pro Shops, they've got that huge display with the mountain goats and everything. Well, he was up there climbing this little rock mountain, having a great time. And
in his own innocent little bubble.
If you lose your kid, look for the mountain goats.
No problem.
Well, that was just like Hayden, just wandering around, showing people his banner. No clue that everybody was panicking.
Can I tell you guys when
I was... You know how, like, in a movie, you sometimes see, like, somebody that's in a really high-stress scene, and the whole room is spinning around them? They show you that one thing where you're... The panicked person is in the middle, but the whole room is spinning? That's how it felt like to me, man.
I told you guys about being at Hartsfield, and the dad jumped on the train, the door closed, and the daughter was behind him, and he thought she jumped on with him.
Oh.
And the train's going, and the dad's on the train, moving, doors closed, daughter standing outside, like, panicked.
How are you going to go home and tell moms that? I would just say, you know what? Let's not even talk about what happened to me today.
I was in a hurry.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.